Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an outstanding sex life. You can submit questions to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find a complete archive of podcast episodes. Just hit the podcast button at the top of every page. When you are ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses. Our online multimedia courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. Well, what could be better than that? We cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking and beyond. Check them all out at pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be exploring a method for oral sex for the ladies that circulates around the internet once in a while, and we're going to talk about what works about this method and what might be complete myth, and then invite you into a little experiment to debunk or prove some of its ideas. A listener wrote to us a few weeks ago and asked if we had ever heard of the Kivin method for cunnilingus. We had never totally come across this before, so we looked it up, and he shared a link, and here is what it's all about. So this method basically goes like this. The man lies at a 90-degree angle to the woman, and she lies back and receives sensation. It emphasizes using a back-and-forth tongue motion over the hood of the clitoris rather than on the nub of the clitoris itself. And they call these two points on either side of the clitoris the K points. I'm assuming that stands for Kivin, as in Kivin method. And they say that there are little points that feels like half grains of rice on the clitoral hood. I'm not so sure about that. In my vast experience with clitorises, every clitoris feels different, has different textures. And then as the man is stroking the clitoris with his tongue in this back and forth motion, he puts a finger or two on the perineum, which is that stretch of flesh in between the vagina and the anus, or the testicles and the anus on a man. And with that finger on the perineum, he starts feeling for pre-orgasmic contractions. And the idea is that as her pleasure grows, as her arousal spikes, he'll feel contractions in the perineum, which tells him he's onto something good so he can continue. And this method is basically purported to create lots of orgasms and high arousal. And they say things around this method like, every woman will have an orgasm in 6 minutes or 10 minutes max. And here lies the problem with so-called methods for sex.
There are a variety of methods, quote-unquote, out there that have particular ways of stroking the clitoris that report being the most fabulous ever for women.
The one stroke you'll ever need.
We are fans of stroking the clitoris. Just find what works for you. Many ways of stroking the clitoris will create wonderful sensations. The key is just to be stroking the clitoris. We don't feel like there's one particular way, and actually are quite wary of anyone who talks about there being one way. We are more pluralistic and encourage you to touch all parts of the body, and especially the clitoris and the vulva, in as many ways as you can, and find what you like, and certainly try out all sorts of things, but we feel like it's important not to get stuck in one particular methodology.
Well, this is the strange thing. Because sexology and sex research has been so obscure for so many decades, individuals create these methods, name them after themselves, and say, this is what will work for all women because it worked for my lover. And with a sample size of one or even five, you can't generalize what's going to work for the billions of women on the face of the planet. And we are really hesitant to promote any method that says this is the end-all and be-all of pleasuring. There are certain schools of sexual training out there currently that also promote one stroke on one part of the clitoris and say that this is the key to orgasmic bliss. And we completely disagree. Our method, and we hesitate to call it the Chris and Charlotte method, but
pleasure, we don't.
The pleasure mechanics philosophy is that there are so many nerve endings in the sexual anatomy and in the whole body, and why not use all of them for your sexual pleasure? Why not wake up as much sensation as possible using a diverse range of stimulation techniques, using all of the anatomy parts? The clitoris, yes, it's the centerpiece of female arousal for most women. Most women need direct clitoral stimulation to come to orgasm, but that doesn't mean we should ignore the labia and the inner labia and the whole shaft of the clitoris and the internal root of the clitoris and the opening, the introitus of the vagina, and yes, the perineum. All of these parts, and the anus, by the way, all of these parts can contribute to your arousal, and we like having a wide range of techniques to draw from so you're not just playing one note over and over again in bed. Why not diversify and have a huge toolbox to draw from so every time you go to stimulate your lover, it can be a little different and you can respond to what's working for her in that moment? So that's where we rub up against these methods that say this is the one stroke, the one way to do things. We offer you a huge toolbox of techniques and then encourage you to start exploring and playing with your lover and keep it fresh and new each time. Because if you have this one method and you do it every time, that is a formula for a sexual rut.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other interesting thing that this method is drawing our attention to is to feel for the contractions in the pelvis. They're naming feeling for it in the perineum area externally, which is fine, and we'll get to that in a minute, but it's also very possible to have your fingers inside her body and to be feeling for the contractions there. And
when you say contractions, you're talking about the pre-orgasmic contractions.
Yeah.
The pre-orgasmic contractions, just to be clear, are an occurrence in both men and women. And what it means is, as we humans approach orgasm, the pelvic muscles start to flutter and have spontaneous contractions. And at the point of orgasm, most people experience deep, intense contractions either in their pelvic floor muscles, in their uterus. This is part of the orgasmic sequence. And when we're teaching men about ejaculation control, we encourage them to start locating those pre-orgasmic contractions as a way of understanding when their orgasm is about to occur, so they can start separating orgasm from ejaculation. In women, you can start feeling this, and in my experience, I think you can feel it way better with your fingers inside, because it's the vaginal wall and the uterus that are gonna start contracting, and when you start feeling that flutter and feeling those contractions happening, you can start intensifying your sensation or holding steady with the sensation you're delivering and bring your lover to orgasm. It's a bit of information the body provides that when you start paying attention to it, it sensitizes you as a lover. And it's one of those delicious moments where you feel what's going on and there's unspoken communication between your fingers and the flesh of your lover, and you just know what to do. And that is a moment of sexual confidence and competence that is really sexy for a lot of people. So we really encourage you to definitely use your fingers and start paying attention to see if you can feel these pre-orgasmic contractions building up.
Right, because as you have sort of said, but I want to highlight that, when you start to feel those contractions, that's when you want to focus on intensifying the touch that you're offering, either on the clitoris or internally.
Intensifying or holding steady. Because I think a mistake a lot of people make is they feel an orgasm coming, so they go harder and faster, which might not actually be what your lover wants. While holding steady might be the key. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you can slowly build it up a little bit and see how she responds. But I think a lot of the times the right answer is just to keep consistent, because the body is kind of on this steady, inevitable path to orgasm, and you don't want to mix it up too much. I think with the tongue, it's hard to go too hard, right? Because the tongue can only move so fast and so hard. I think what a lot of people do is with penetration, with their fingers or with a toy or with their penis, that's when they start jackhammering, thinking harder and faster will get us there. So maybe hold steady with the penetration and do a little bit more intensity with your tongue, or hold steady with both, see what happens.
That's a great point. And every person, as we said, is different. So you're going to have to figure that out lover by lover.
Uh-huh. Or you can come up for a little bit of air after cunnilingus and say, you know, hold steady or harder. Give her the choice. And maybe she can just give you some verbal direction in one or two words that will give you the key to her orgasm. So this idea of the pre-orgasmic contractions, we are going to issue a challenge. What we want you to do is go down on your women, do some cunnilingus, and put your fingers both inside the vagina and on the perineum in different events. So you're gonna have to go down on your lover more than once if you're up for it. And see which area is easier for you to feel the pre-orgasmic contractions. Because this method is saying feel it in the perineum. And as the pleasure mechanics were saying, perhaps it's easier to feel with your fingers inside. And we would love to hear back from you about what your findings are. So this is an opportunity for you to become a sex researcher in your own bedroom, and we will accumulate the emails we receive from you all and report back on a future episode. We're going to do a little experiment.
I love the pleasure mechanics explorers community.
So try it out. Email us at beintouch@pleasuremechanics.com, or if you go to pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find an anonymous contact form, and let us know what you find. We'd love to hear about it. We'll post the full Kiven method instructions over at pleasuremechanics.com on this podcast page, which you can find by going to the podcast archive, and experiment. We have our own guide to cunnilingus that explores not only how to give great cunnilingus, but how to receive, because this is a skill that's often overlooked, is how to receive great cunnilingus. There are skills in receiving. And that is included in our Foreplay Mastery course, along with fingering techniques, so you can explore not only the clitoris, but her whole anatomy, and wake up tons of sensation, and all of the techniques for pleasuring the men too. All of this is in our Foreplay Mastery course. It's an amazing course. It's our best-selling course for a reason. It's everything you need to know to enjoy great foreplay, and you'll find it at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off this or any of our other courses.
We hope that you explore all different ways of stimulating the clitoris, whether that's over the hood, down the side, in circles, back and forth, explore, find what works best, and we hope that you become a master of cunnilingus and bring so much pleasure to the women you are touching.
And on next week's episode, we are going to be exploring perineal massage for both men and women, because this area of the perineum has a huge amount to offer to your sexual experience, and it's a very underrated, underused part of the male and female sexual anatomy. So make sure to tune in next week to learn all about perineum massage for him and her.
And all the pleasure it can give them.
How quaint.
How quaint the taint, how quaint.
The taint is quaint.
That's what people call the perineum, sometimes in slang. For those that are missing our very hilarious joke there.
And we'll tell you all about it next week. Be sure to tune in. All right, I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.